Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your Top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, is taking aspirin bad for you? We break down the debate. This photo of a dad changing his son went viral. And nature really slaps this guy in the face. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates from 2% to 2.25%. And while a quarter of a percent doesn't sound like a lot, that small increase can impact a variety of different types of loans and investments. Basically, it means borrowing money will get more expensive. And depending on where you are in life, it can mean different things. If you're in your 20s, for example, chances are your largest outstanding debt might be student loans, some of which you may have taken out from the federal government. For the 2018-2019 school year, the interest rate for federal direct loans is fixed at 5.05%. Since the Federal Reserve said it expects to continue raising interest rates in the coming year, that means it's likely rates on student loans will rise next year, too. If you're in your 30s or 40s, you might be thinking about buying a home. And unfortunately, interest rates on mortgage rates may go up as well. Experts say if you have a variable rate on your mortgage, you might want to consider refinancing to a lower fixed rate. And if you're nearing retirement, hopefully you have some savings in the bank. And if so, good news, you'll earn more interest on that money sitting in your bank account, at least in the short term. So while that quarter of a percent might not sound like a big deal, it can have a big impact on the economy and your finances. Okay, some more headlines for you. New research suggests an active ingredient in Roundup weed killer could be responsible for killing honeybees in alarming numbers. Scientists say there's evidence that glyphosate in the herbicide leaves the bees susceptible to infection and death. Bayer, the company that owns Roundup, disputes their findings, saying no large-scale study has ever found a link between glyphosate and honeybee health issues. And this photo of a father of three changing his son on his lap is going viral because he's frustrated there are no changing tables in the men's bathrooms. What's the deal with not having changing tables in men's bathroom as if we don't exist? Dante Palmer wrote in the caption, clearly we do this often because look how comfortable my son is. It's routine to him. Let's fix this problem. And Kyle Mullender was enjoying a day of kayaking when a seal jumped out of the water and slapped him in the face with an octopus. You heard me right. Take a look in slow motion. The only thing crazier than a seal slapping you in the face with an octopus is catching it on tape. All right, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Connell McShane. Connell, there's been a change to McDonald's menu.
That's right, Kristen. McDonald's burgers are, getting healthier, sort of. The chain is going to stop using artificial ingredients in its burgers, buns, cheese, and sauce. And this means popular items like the Big Mac and Quarter Pounder will be free of artificial preservatives. This is it tries to project a more healthy image. Uber is going to pay $148 million in connection with a massive data breach back in 2016. Information such as drivers' names, email addresses, and phone numbers of almost 60 million customers were compromised during that hack. And SurveyMonkey recently made its market debut, soaring almost 50% on its first day of trading. That's good news for the company. Also, though, a grand slam for shareholder Serena Williams.
How much did Serena make?
Well, more than $850,000 for Serena. And put that into some perspective, it's about half of what she got for being the runner-up in this year's U.S. Open.
Not bad for one day. Connell, thank you. Also joining us, our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation with the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear there's some new Kardashian drama.
That's right, Kristen. During a recent interview, Caitlyn Jenner revealed her feelings on her daughter Kylie and granddaughter Stormy. Caitlyn revealed that, like any other parent, she would have preferred Kylie to wait a little longer to be a parent or until she was married. She mentioned how she had her first child at 29 and had everything done at that age. Well, Caitlyn, Kylie's on the road to being a billionaire. She and baby Stormy is going to be just fine. And finally, if you dreamed of sipping on some Ryan Reynolds gin, all you got to do is just fly with Virgin Atlantic. Now, Ryan Reynolds, Aviation American Gin is partnered with Virgin Atlantic to be served on flights. George Clooney, Diddy, and Jay-Z have all cashed in for their booze brands. So this could be really big for Ryan. I mean, George Clooney did sell his tequila for close to $1 billion last year. I might need to look into this business. On that note, I'm Audi 5000. That's today's dish. Until next time.
Yet another celebrity going into the alcohol industry. Headcrack, thank you. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. A new study found that people who take low-dose aspirin to prevent strokes and heart attacks might be doing more harm than good. Joining us now to help clear things up is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi. So what did this study find?
We have found and we know that using one low-dose aspirin a day in patients who have other medical issues like diabetes can help prevent strokes and heart attacks. And so this study was looking at, well, will this work in people who do not have medical issues? Something called primary prevention. Okay, you don't have the problem, we're trying to prevent the problem.
Right.
Turns out, not so much. Very confusing to people, but it turns out that low-dose aspirin therapy is not necessarily going to prevent those problems in people who don't already have other medical issues.
How do people know if an aspirin regimen is right for them?
Right, well, this is what's confusing because this is something that I like to call whiplash medicine or whiplash science. There's a study, we're doing this. There's a study, we're doing that. It's super confusing to people, and I think the takeaway for some people was incorrect, don't take your aspirin therapy. That's not necessarily the case. And here is where I love to remind people, see your actual doctor.
Well, doctor, great information as always. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, this next story is for all of you fans of The Office out there. It's been 5 years since we last saw the employees of Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. Now we finally have a chance to get our hands on a piece or two of TV history.
Okay, well, come on, let's have an auction. Let's do this.
That's right, ScreenBid.com is auctioning some 500 prop items from the Emmy-winning sitcom, from Pam's reception desk to Stanley's puzzle books.
Did I stutter?
Also on the block, Jim's desk phone, Dunder Mifflin's glass door, a framed photo of Cousin Moe's, and Dwight's stapler, Jell-O not included. If you're looking to recreate your favorite episodes, ScreenBid has scripts for classics like The Injury and Dinner Party. For big spenders, items running up the highest totals include the conference room table and a huge Dunder Mifflin sign. With so many items available, you may end up having to
declare bankruptcy!
The Office auction runs through October 5th. Okay, on a more serious note here, Hurricane Florence is long gone, but that doesn't mean the Carolinas are out of the water yet. In fact, the floodwaters that remain host a variety of dangers in them, including venomous snakes, alligators, dead chickens, and E. coli. Cottonmouth snakes have been spotted and can be fatal, but just as deadly is what isn't seen, the bacteria and chemical contamination lurking in the waters. Residents have been warned to avoid contact with the floodwaters. The stagnant water is also a breeding ground for mosquitoes, which increases the risk of disease from the bugs. Also present in the floodwaters is hog waste, including dead piglets. One breached hog lagoon alone spilled out more than 2.2 million gallons of untreated hog waste. The Environmental Protection Agency says they are committed to the evaluation and assessment of all NPL sites within the storm's path as conditions permit. Hurricane Florence is estimated to have caused between $19 and $28.5 billion in property damage. It's been just days now since Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. Now, another big name, O.J. Simpson, is speaking out about the comedian. With more, we're joined by Fox News analyst Gianno Caldwell. Now, Gianno, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
O.J. obviously knows what life behind bars is like. What did he say?
Well, he said that Bill Cosby should basically watch his back when it comes to sex crimes, rapes. Prisoners don't fare too well. It only takes one nut to make prison a horrible experience. What's interesting to me is Bill Cosby's representatives, just the day after he went into jail, were saying that he was being treated very well by the prison guards and even the prisoners. They were giving him a fanfare as he came into the prison.
Wow.
Interestingly
enough. So let's move on and talk about this controversy out of Florida. A teacher was fired for ignoring what she believes was a policy not allowing students to be given grades under 50%. That's even if they didn't turn in their work. The school denies this policy, but Gianno, I know you work with young people a lot. What kind of message do you think this sends?
Participation trophy culture. Indeed. I wasn't in school that long ago. I'm only 31. But I find it to be very problematic for those who would reward someone for not turning in work. If you're going to give them a 50% grade, obviously they can make it up and do other things. But this should be a F, fair and simple, because as adults, you should learn responsibility fairly early on. And this certainly doesn't teach that.
Right. If you don't turn your work in, you should get a zero. Yeah,
exactly. 100%.
Well, we'll see what happens with this teacher, if she has any type of case. But I always appreciate your insight and opinion.
Thank you for having me. Sincerely, thank you.
Thanks, Gianno. All right, let's move right along. Sleeping well while you're traveling isn't easy, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a two-pack of bamboo memory foam travel pillows at a special 76% discount. These shredded memory foam pillows are guaranteed to make you sleep better while you're on the go. No more sore necks. Shredded memory foam is great because it can be shaped and it helps keep you cool while you sleep. They're perfect for hotel rooms, airplanes, and even sleeping in the car. Each pillow comes with its own zippered storage bag. They're hypoallergenic and machine washable. The two-pack of bamboo memory foam travel pillows retails for $80, but today you can buy them for just $19. That's a 76% discount. You can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, one man in Glendale, Arizona made an out-of-this-world discovery. Cody Horvath found this rock in his front yard. He thought it was unusual because it was blackened and looked burnt. Well, it turns out it's a meteorite, only the fifth to ever be discovered in the state.
It didn't look like a normal rock, and it looked like it had been on fire, and it looked like it hit pretty hard. So at that point, I thought this might be a meteorite.
Cody handed the meteorite over to a scientist at Arizona State University so it can be further studied. In our second story from Fox 2 Detroit, Nina Gordon is the mom of Charlie, who has autism. She knows firsthand that kids on the autism spectrum are capable of great things, and it frustrates her that others seem to put limits on them.
And I said, how dare they put these kids in a box and say what they can't do? Look at this.
So Nina is planning to start a 24-week program for children with autism at the Detroit Public Library. It would expose them to subjects in science and the arts, and she's calling it Charlie's Journey. And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, these dancers sure have fast-moving feet, but they aren't tap dancing, they're clogging. Clogging Connection is a dance studio that brings together people of all ages who share a love of clogging. And they're no joke. They recently won a clogging championship in Tennessee. And the dancers say the part they love most about clogging is the bond they have with each other. Philadelphia is a huge sports town, but the Philadelphia Flyers grabbed headlines this week for a very unusual reason. They debuted their new mascot, and let's just say he's pretty unique. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philly has the story. Hey, Mike.
Well, Kristen, the Philadelphia Flyers, our hockey team, didn't have a mascot, so they created Gritty. Now look at him there. It got a big reaction. I'm telling you, people didn't know if it was creepy, scary, cute. The kids kind of seemed to like it, but adults not so much. But Gritty did inspire a new beer in the first 48 hours. It's called Nightmare Fuel. Nightmare.
So, Mike, I hear Gritty has gone viral on social media.
Yes. In 48 hours, he now has 65,000 Twitter followers. Kristen, what do you think of him?
You know, he's actually quite terrifying to me, but if he gets the crowd fired up, he might just work. Thanks, Mike. Well, there's something else millennials are killing, but this time it actually might be a good thing. Millennials are bringing the divorce rate down. According to an analysis from the University of Maryland, the U.S. divorce rate dropped 18% from 2008 to 2016. Americans under the age of 45 are waiting longer to tie the knot than their baby boomer parents, and they are increasingly staying married to that same person. Lead researcher Dr. Philip Cohen says it's because young people are waiting to get married until they are economically stable and farther along in their education and careers. The result, fewer people are getting married, and the type of people who do get married are less likely to get divorced. Cohen said to Bloomberg, quote, marriage is more and more an achievement of status rather than something that people do regardless of how they're doing. So for once, this is a millennial trend most people can get behind, unless, of course, you're a divorce lawyer. Okay, listen to this. In a New York Times essay, Padma Lakshmi has revealed she was raped as a teenager. Lakshmi says she was 16 when she woke up to the man she had been seeing attacking her. He said, I thought it would hurt less if you were asleep. Lakshmi says it's the first time she's spoken about the incident publicly because she thought what happened was her fault. She also tweeted that she was sexually assaulted at the age of 7, saying, "I told my folks and they sent me away." The tweet is one of many using the hashtag #WhyIDidn'tReport. Over 700,000 people tweeted stories about being attacked and why they didn't always tell someone. The hashtag began after Dr. Christine Blasey Ford was questioned for not speaking sooner about an alleged assault by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Daryl Hannah tweeted that she was dismissed, disparaged, and blamed. Ashley Judd tweeted that adults she told defended her attacker. In her essay, Lakshmi wrote, "I have nothing to gain by talking about this, but we all have a lot to lose if we put a time limit on telling the truth about sexual assault." Let's go to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines. Brody, this first one is just crazy to me.
Hi, Kristen. In a nearly impossible feat in Hollywood, actress Rashida Jones managed to keep not only a pregnancy, but the birth of her first child a secret. Us Weekly exclusively learned that Rashida and her boyfriend, Ezra Koenig, welcomed their first child together last month. The actress and her musician boyfriend secretly debuted a baby boy named Isaiah Jones Koenig on August 22nd in LA. And Sandra Bullock has been leaning on her boyfriend, Brian Randall, after the loss of her father last week. The Oscar winner's dad, John Bullock, died at the age of 93 on September 18th. Our insider added that Sandra feels incredibly fortunate and blessed that she was able to see her dad spend time with her kids, and she's also grateful to be sharing the parenting journey with boyfriend Brian.
Okay, now we've been following this next story really closely. What's the latest with HGTV stealing the Brady Bunch house from Lance Bass?
Well, Lance didn't get to buy the house like he wanted, but it turns out he will get to work on fixing it up. Lance made no secret of how heartbroken he was that HGTV outbid him for the iconic house he was so sure would be his. And this week he told us that fans were the ones responsible for getting him an opportunity to work on the Brady Bunch house. Lance said, "I got totally hosed out of the deal, so they convinced HGTV to let me at least produce the show." He also said, "We have no idea what the show is, but at least I get to put my hands in it."
As always, thank you for the scoop, Brody. We'll see you next week. For more celebrity news, check out usmagazine.com. And now to a really heartwarming story. Four young girls reunited for a very special photo after undergoing cancer treatment together. McKinley Moore, Lauren Glynn, Chloe Grimes, and Ava Luciano first took a picture together in 2016 when they were receiving treatment at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, 2 years later, Ava's mom says, "The first year we did it, all four were still in intense chemo and they were all still kind of limping. This year they were jumping, and that was something they all spent so much time in physical therapy trying to accomplish. Now we can't keep them still." This year the 4 and 5 year old girls all wore matching t-shirts that read "Survivor." Ava, Lauren, and McKinley were all diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and Chloe was treated for pleuropulmonary blastoma, a rare childhood lung cancer. These girls will undoubtedly have a lifelong bond. Okay, if you're a sports fan, you probably know the U.S. women's hockey team and the Canadian women's hockey team have had a long-time rivalry. But true love can overcome any barrier. Megan Dugan married Jillian Apps over the weekend in a beautiful ceremony surrounded by friends and family in Maine. Megan is the captain of the U.S. women's hockey team. Jillian is a 3-time Olympic gold medal winner from the Canadian women's hockey team. Both teams sent their congratulations with Canada writing, "From competitors on the ice to partners for life." And the U.S. wrote, "True love overcomes even the largest of rivalries." It's not the first time borders have been crossed in women's hockey. Last year, former Team USA captain Julie Chu and former Team Canada captain Caroline Ouellette welcomed their first child together. Canada and the U.S. have fought for the Olympic gold every single year since women's hockey was added in 1998. But it seems their relationship is anything but icy. 2 years after Instagram introduced shoppable tags, Snapchat has taken a stab at social shopping with a little help from Amazon. A partnership with the commerce giant will add a visual product search to the messaging app made famous for disappearing messages and face filters. So here's how it works. Through Snapchat's camera, users can scan physical objects or barcodes. Amazon will pick up logos, art, and other features to provide potential shoppers with the image, average review score, and availability on Prime, where they can complete their order. reporter. Snap says the partnership is meant to add utility to its camera, but would not say if they receive any referral fee from resulting sales. Regardless, analysts say Snap could use some help. Its stock hit an all-time low this month, and last quarter, it lost 3 million daily active users. For now, Snap plans to test the feature with select U.S. users before expanding. So we'll see how that goes. And that's the end of today's show. Thank you for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. New research shows the surprising effect diet soda has on our health. Plus, why social media is being blamed for a growing number of injuries. And doctors thought this little boy couldn't speak. Then they made a shocking discovery. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.